We're talking today with Francie Tolle, the State Executive Director for the Farm Service Agency of USDA. And Francie, your agency, your offices across the state have been extremely busy for several months now, really. And a lot of it lies, you know, in the implementation of this 2014 Farm Bill, starting with the livestock disaster assistance that got reinstated, and you've been working on that really since spring.
That's right. We started the Livestock Forage Program, LFP, back April 15th, and really have been incredibly busy in our offices across the state. Of course, Oklahoma's been in a severe drought, as everybody knows. So we're really, this program, LFP, is retroactive back to October of 2011. And livestock producers are eligible all 4 years. So when we have a producer walk through the door, we're looking at four different applications. So we've been extremely busy.
I know that, you know, early on, I heard both sides that some guys got checks promptly, others got kind of lost in the shuffle as far as that there were some computer glitches and had to do some things by hand. Where are we really on getting things, you know, rolled through when a producer walks in?
There's a lot of different situations across the state, obviously. We've got situations where producers have come in and certified their acreage in the past, so we can get them through fairly quickly. We've got other situations where a producer walks through the door and we've never seen them in our office before. When that happens, we have to build the farm. We have to get the legals. Some producers may not be able to tell us exactly how many acres, so we have to, through our GIS, go in and determine the acreage. There's a lot that goes into it. So depending on the history with the office, how fast do they get through? Yes, with all of the volume we're seeing with the livestock forage program, there have obviously been computer issues that have slowed us down. And that's very frustrating to our offices, obviously, but producers as well, when we're sitting at the desk there with a producer not able to process their payment quickly. But right now, it's going pretty smooth. So we've worked through a lot of that. But payments have been significant. We're over $560 million in Oklahoma and nowhere near finished right now. So, and while those payments don't make people whole, they are helping people rebuild herds and what they need to do to catch up.
That was my question as far as the next question. You know, what sort of numbers do we have as far as, you know, participation in Oklahoma to this point?
Well, right now, I would say, you know, looking at what we processed and what's to come, we maybe are half finished. And so, you know, we don't know. We're seeing, like I said, a lot of people we did not expect or don't even know about. And so it's hard to project. But I would say at this point, we're probably less than half finished with that program.
So we could see, what, $1 billion go to livestock producers just in Oklahoma?
Yes, I think we could.
Let's talk about this date. When the calendar turns, it's October 1, new fiscal year, and there's an issue with payments as far as you have to do by law a reduction.
Mm-hmm. That's right. In the 2011 Budget Control Act, Congress made a provision where there's basically cuts straight across the board, and we are forced to make payment reductions in our programs. So right now, people that have been into our office and paid, obviously their payments have not been sequestered, as we called it, or call it, as their payments are not reduced. But once we hit October 1st and go forward, those payments will be sequestered 7.3%. So in a way to try to avoid that for producers, USDA has come up with a register system so producers can call their office or go online and sign up on the register and get their name basically in the queue. And if they're on a register, they will not be sequestered, even if they don't receive their payment until December, January, whenever they get into the office. So that is a very big deal. And if producers have not called or signed up on that register, they need to do so.
So it's as simple as making a phone call or going online.
Yes, it's very, very simple. Just make sure your name's on the list.
Okay, and so if you've got any interest at all in trying to get these funds, even if, like you say, you've never seen an FSA inside of an FSA office before, good idea to do it.
Absolutely.